Today's daf in Masechet Gittin is daf Nun Vav, and we are about to embark upon our studies of the events prior to the Churban HaBayis. So we're up to the two dots at the bottom of Nun Hei Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mai Dichtiv Ashrei Adam Mefachei Tamid Umatshe Libo Yibo Bera'ah. So what is the meaning of the pasuk that says that a person who never stops worrying about the impact of an event is in good shape, because then he can take into consideration all of the possible implications of his actions. But a makshe libo, somebody who hardens his heart, is bound to fall into evil. I shall give you three examples of this important yesod. One is a kamtza ubar kamtza charuv Yerushalayim. The destruction of Yerushalayim happened through the absurd events of a little ant and its baby. So to speak, as a
butterfly
effect? Yeah, kamtza, yeah, mamsha butterfly. Kamtza means an ant. It's some stupid event that has absolutely no meaning. And because, as I'll show you, in the end, of a person who was not Mefachei Tamid, which is not the Baal HaSeuda, but which is actually Reb Zecharia ben Avkuas, the entire Yerushalayim was destroyed. A tarnagula v'tarnagulta, and on a silly maisa with a hen and a rooster, Chorov Turmalka, the most important area after the Churban Har HaMelech that had survived and was doing very well, was destroyed. And Asaka de Rispak Charuv Beitar. And the city of Beitar was destroyed because of the fender of a jaguar. What was the Maisa? Kamtza Ubar Kamtza Charuv Yerushalayim. There was a Maisa where a guy had a friend who was Kamtza. And he had an enemy. His enemy is Bar Kamtza. So Avat Suudata, he makes this Suudah. And he tells the butler, Zilaitele Kamtza, go invite Kamtza. And he invited the Atuaitele Bar Kamtza. So he comes into the soda, and he finds that he hates this guy's guts, and the guy's sitting there in the middle of the soda. The way that it's arranged, the Marsha says, it's Marsha, but he didn't make a mistake, but that he specifically invited Bar Kamtza because, and Bar Kamtza obviously thought it was a suitable thing. I mean, why in the world would Bar Kamtza think it's suitable? Because he thought that he would be Eisei Shalom, you know, okay. Marsha suggests maybe indeed Bar Kamtza is the son of Kamtza, so he wouldn't be so mocked. Yeah, fine. In any event, he finds him sitting there. Unless I'm missing something, I hate your guts, you know. So who gavra baldavava da who gavra? As far as I know, is you are my best enemy, right? Am I making a mistake? What the hell are you doing here? My baita haka, kumpobi, get out of here. I'm like, okay, shh, just calm down. I'm already here. It was obviously some mistake. So Shafkan, don't worry about it. Believe me, I wouldn't take a penny from you. I'll pay you back for every little thing that I eat. Omarle, absolutely not. Out. I'll pay for half of all soda. Just calm down a little bit. Don't make a big scene. Omale, absolutely not. Omale, you know how to make kula sudata. When you shut up already, I'll pay you for the whole sudata. Just be quiet. Omale, lo, he grabs his hand, pulls him up, and drags him out of the room in front of the whole sudata. So, not to be other, go, oop, maybe afke. Omar Sobar Kamtza says, you know, there were a lot of rabbis that should have put a stop to that. Apparently, they think that this is appropriate behavior. I'm going to go, and I am going to make up a story and squeal on them, so to speak, to the Malk. Echabu kurtza is an idiom, and Rashi suggests that the issue of kurtza is the same idea of koritz, where you wink. So he says, Echabu kurtza were cocktail parties before Esoda. We're at a cocktail party. That's when you spread all the Lashon Hara. Everybody's got something. So we say, you know, it's a cocktail party conversation where all of the patent place details are coming out. You know, you go to Echo Bekurtz, and then everybody is sort of winking. You have knowing looks. So Koreitz behind you is a knowing look or a wink. So that's the way you get a message across without making it a big public kind of thing, but you spread the rumor. So that's what I'll do. I'll go to Beit Malka. Apparently he was a Chasheva guy. So as all Omar Leila Kesar, in essence, he let Kesar know, Mardu b'cha Yehudai, listen, things are not good over there in Judea. The Jews are planning a rebellion. Omar Leila mi Amar, well, I'm supposed to trust your intelligence on this. Omar Leila, test it out. Shadalu Kurbana. Send a korban to the Beis HaMikdash, you know, it should be l'shlama malchut, and so on, and we know that, of course, the Midiraita, it's a perfectly good thing, that the Akum is Nodrin, the Dorin, the Nadovsky, so let's see, ish, anybody, going, ish, we're marba. So, and you take a look, you see, if they're ready to be makriv a korban in your behalf, you know, so chazit makrivim le. So he sends, with Bar Kamsa personally, an igla tilta, a very high quality egel to bring for him. So on his way, he is shot up a muma. He puts a mum in it that the goyim that were with him, that they wouldn't notice. So it was beneath svataim. It was like in the lips, the upper lip, which no, they don't consider to be a mum. It's not noticeable. Vamile bedokin shabayin. They say it's in the eyelid. It's something that duchta the lidan havi mum. To us, we wouldn't be mocked of such a korban, but for the goyim, they do love mumu. Remember, the mumim are very, very subtle. Rav had to go out, spent 6 months out in the field to learn what is a mum, what isn't. Is that something that is easy to identify if somebody's not an expert? And he did something only an expert would know. So that way, you know, if the Jews tie it, there's a mum. Where's the mum? So Sova Rabbonin, the Rabbonin saw what was going on. They said, listen, we should be makrivit anyway because of Shlom Malchus. I mean, we're going to start playing around. It was Bikuach Nefesh for the whole Klal Yisrael. So Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas, who was always Mefached, you'd think that he was the best example of a Mefached Tamid. He always had some reason to worry about any attempt to make a decision about anything. So he said, so, you know, Bali Mumin, Yomru Bali Mumin, Kravel and Gamizbeah, how can you bring a Bal Mum where people don't understand what the background is? They'll think you can bring a Mum to the Mizbeah. So we shouldn't bring it. Okay, so everyone said, fine, now you don't want to bring it, so then we have to murder Bar Kamsa, you know, anybody who's with him, because otherwise he's going to go back. He's a Redev. So Savala Miktali, the Lola Zavala, should go back and report. Amalus or Zechariah ben Avkulas had another problem. Well, if you murder him, you know, I mean, you never know. Yamru Matu Mum Bekotchim Yareg. I mean, something bad may come of it. You always have to look at the possible impact of your Maisim. He thought he was an Asher Adam Mefachet Tamid. Rabbi Yochanan, who was bringing that as an example, says, you see, Anaf Tunutosh, Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulas, Sichriva et Beitenu, Vesarfat Echalenu, Viglitanu Meretzenu. So here's the guy who's Mefachet, but he's not Mefachet Tamid. You know, he's got a certain limit, this Pachad. He's worried about this Aloha, that Aloha, this. But the things that he takes for granted, yeah, Beis HaMikdash, Baruch Hashem, Anaf Tunutosh. He says, unassuming this, you know, he's not ready to be aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about
humble is the source.
No, yeah, but it doesn't really mean humble. The English, the correct English translation that comes closest to the idea of anava is unassuming, literally. Does not make assumptions. Unassuming. So an anav doesn't make assumptions, you know. That's the point. Everybody else has got his idea. So he makes assumptions about himself. That's the idea of Moshe Rabbeinu. Anav b'kol adam. Whatever is the truth is the truth. I face it directly. I don't. So here, this guy, everybody thinks, oh, look at this. You know, he doesn't want to make a decision about that. Oh, maybe this. We have to worry about that. But that itself is someone who refuses to face the consequences. You know, so you take for granted the Beis HaMikdash is here. You know, what, you really think they're going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Come on. It's ridiculous.
So, well, why does Chachamim not take a stand?
My assumption is that Bar Kamsa was the world's biggest mamzer, a meiser, and a min, and they knew it, and they're very good. Throw him out, kill him, be mavazer.
I'm saying, why didn't they send
Yochanan Kulas? Sorry, today, you know, exactly the same situation. Fine, but this is the Asher Yonah Mefachet Tamid. If it wouldn't have been for that, you would have made a determination what to do, and you would have killed the guy, or you would have brought the korban, whatever. It's the fact that you take for granted things work themselves out. They don't work themselves out.
Yeah, but
So
they will, yeah, and exactly.
This is not an example of Moksha Libo Yipo Vara.
Yes, it is.
Of who? Yochanan ben Akulis?
Basically. You refuse to acknowledge that the Beis HaMikdash is in danger.
And that's the emphasis and not the Sina.
There's nothing. Where is there Sinas Chinami?
No, but I'm just saying, we said it earlier.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even, there's not even a remnant to Sinas Chinami. I don't see what, it's ridiculous. Adarab, but the fact that the Chomim weren't Meicha is a raya that it wasn't Chinam.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for the Pshat. I mean, there was a good reason to get this guy out of here, no? You see the way that he handled at the end. I mean, obviously, he was not exactly a fine person. It's like that crazy leftist that gets the Jews killed for you know, by squealing on them that they bought property, gets the Arab sandwiches. Yeah. Unbelievable. Can't get lower than that. I mean, even leftists don't like it.
And you really
hit them. So, the Romans send Shadar Alayel, Nero and Caesar. He wasn't Caesar yet, but Kiat, Kikaati. So he comes, and they used to have this what do they call it, nichush, you know, to see whether they're going to be successful in war. So you shoot an arrow, and you see if where it lands, does it land on the target. So he shoots an arrow to the east, it falls right in Yerushalayim. So he shoots it to the west, the arrow turns around, falls in Yerushalayim. Wherever he shoots, the arrow falls right in Yerushalayim. So then he says, okay, just to make sure, he says to a kid in Cheder, Amalei Liyanuka, Psuk li psukechu, what are you learning? I'm learning the Pasuk V'natati et nikmati be'edom b'yadam Yisrael. I am going to take my vengeance on the Edom through Klal Yisrael. Omar, so he says, you ain't getting me to be the victim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to destroy the Beis HaMikdash and then wipe his hands on me. No way. I should take the responsibility. Orak Pazavi Gayer. So he runs away, becomes a Ger, and hides out the Beis HaMikdash. And Nofek Binei Rebbe Meir. From Neron came Rebbe Meir. Shadre Ailil Aspasianus Kesar. So they said Aspasianus. What, it became a Caesar. It wasn't a Caesar yet. See, he made a 3-year siege against Yerushalayim. And Yerushalayim didn't even feel the siege because there were 3 rich people in Yerushalayim with strange names. Naktimon ben Gurion, ben Kalva Savua, and ben Tzitzit HaKeset. Why they have these names? So Naktimon ben Gurion was called that because of the Maisa, where with the whole story with the Mayanot, and Nagdalo Chamaba Avuro, so the sun shined through, broke through the clouds for him, even though it really had already set. You know, so that was the Shlosha Midu Akama, basically, B'schusam, you know. And Moshe, I was Moshe, Yoshua, and Barnea. That's the way, it's an amazing Gemara. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 people. And knocked him on and go, who? What? Incredible. See, yeah, why not? Ben Kalba Savua was called that because you can go into his house hungry as a dog and come out falling full with your tummy to the top. So it was a Ben Kalba walked out Kishu Savia. Ben Tzitzita Keset. The guy would walk along the street, you know. You know, sometimes you walk along with your talus and it sits as drag on the dirt. They get dirty. Not him. He had red carpets behind him, you know, wherever he walked, so nothing would get dirty. Ikiri or others say, it was his keset, it was his fancy chair where he would sit. Because of his riches, he was considered to be very chashuv, you know, and he was invited with the greatest of the Romans. Anyway, so these 3 guys, between them, decide that they're going to support the entire Yerushalayim for the course of the siege. So Chadamar, so one says, okay, I'm going to take care of all of the grain. So I'm going to take care of Zainilu B'chiti V'sa'arim. Chitim and Sa'arim are on me, till the Romans give up. Chadamar, I'm going to take care of the wine, the salt, and the oil. Chaba milchon mashka. V'chad amar lo b'tzivi. I'm going to take care of the fuel. V'shofchon rabbonu lo b'tzivi. Rabbonu says, wow, the most incredibly impressive of these 3 is the one who said he's handling the fuel. Rav Chista, kol eklidei avimosu l'shami. Rav Chista would hand over his entire key ring to his butler, but he would never trust them with the tzivi. the armor of Chista, you know, on one storage room full of wheat, you need 60 storage rooms of wood to burn to be able to bake the bread of that one storage room. Anyway, between these three guys, they could have supported Yerushalayim for a 21-year-long siege. So nobody was too disturbed about the Romans. They figured, you know, the old story, something will happen. The dog will learn how to talk, but whatever. But the Romans, who knows, will be in charge next. Okay. But the problem was, see, there was like a whole movement of Nare Hagvaot. So these guys decided, no. The only way is to fight. You don't sit there with Romans around the wall, you know? So they spoke to the leaders, Amrul Rabbanan, listen, it's ridiculous. We'll make a deal with them. They see we don't, you know, we'll make peace. They said, well, peace nix. Lord Shafkino, chas v'shalom. On the contrary, Amrul Nefek v'navi krov about that. We go out and fight. You don't make peace. Talk war, not flowers. Amrul Rabbanan, the situation is not such that we can win that war. Well, we have right now a chance to settle on good terms. Let's make peace. So what did these Baryuni decide to do? They burned down all the storage houses of the grain. Okay, they think they can last out the Romans. We'll burn down the food, and they'll have to fight. They'll join us and they'll fight. It was a terrible famine. Marta bat Baitus was a tirta to Yerushalayim. She was the richest woman in Yerushalayim. And Shadarte l'shlucha, she sends her shliach, and she said, "Run out to the makolet. I tell you, samida, so bring me back this high quality samida solet, and we'll have good quality bread." Adazel is done. By the time he got to makolet, there was a run on the samida. So he comes back and he says, "There isn't any, but there's some white flour bread." Okay, fine. She says, okay, so go buy me some Wonder Bread, you know. Says, you'll hate it. Otherwise, by the time he got back, all of the bread was sold. She comes back and he said, well, they've sold all the white bread, but there's Gushkarka, there's that crummy health bread, you know. There's that. I'm like, okay, fine. You'll hate it. Go ahead, buy some of that. Otherwise, he goes to the Makolet and it's all sold. Otavamas, he says, well, there's none of that, Gushka Leka. But there's some barley bread. Kimkadasari ika. Omar Ale, so she said, you know what? Go ahead, I'll take that. She says, Zil Haitili. So by the time he got back, it was all gone. So she wasn't wearing any slippers or shoes on her pretty feet, but they're carpets, you know. So she says, all right, listen, that's crazy. I'm going to go out and see if there's anything edible out there. So, Epik Vichzi, Meshkachna Mirilamecha. She opens the door and steps into a pile of dung on the street because even the street cleaners were broken down in the hunger. So Aitel apart the Bekara and she drops that koiler from the shock. Koiler Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, it's on her that the pasuk was referring to. And it said, Harakabecha ve'anuga asher lo nista chafragla tsegal haaretz bitanegu miroch. It's referring to a woman literally who was never had the experience of stepping on the ground with all that it entails. This is what happened.
This isn't her bare feet.
It's her bare feet.
Yeah, because yeah. One would think that if she had stepped in her shoes, that would have been shocking to wear shoes.
Dainty.
Really? Yes.
But she's got all the barcodes. She's got those images. Yes.
Anyway. Okay, so again, as we expressed, this idea is also part of the Etzem concept of Asher Adam Mefachid Tamid.
How?
Because the fact that the Shliach was unable to bring her anything and had to come back every single time is outrageous, unless it was so inconceivable that he couldn't bring it. It's like the Gemara brings right from the door. Right, what is considered within a net or something that the Shliach would come back to the Makolet and say, look, there isn't any meat, there's fish. You send me by meat, I'll bring you fish. Okay, so then it means it's within the same realm, but it's still not close. That's the machlokes. Does that mean it's different? Does that mean it's the same? Otherwise, why are you asking? So but over here, the shliach could not imagine, but it would be like bringing you send somebody out to machlokes, and he brings you back a bag of cat food and says, you have some cat food. I'm going to eat that stuff. I never in my life and dreamt of eating. That's exactly the point. Is you never dreamt of eating that stuff. So then, maybe you can't eat that stuff. You never dreamt of sitting down and putting your feet on the raw ground with everything that's on it. So you drop dead when it happens. That's part of the sense of being so involved in your little bubble and your carpets that it's inconceivable to you that you can live in any other way.
So it was necessary for you to come back and ask.
Yeah, otherwise it's an insane story. Right? It's bringing out like how every change was like, whoa. Has this changed from white flour to dark flour?
Quantum leap.
It's like what? Yes, I mean, otherwise she'll have me shot. I'm going to bring her cat food. I'll bring her health bread. It's ridiculous.
But there was a pattern, no? There's a pattern, no?
Okay, so that's the point. And I should have, you know, Paro had the same problem. It was sort of a pattern. Exactly, that's the pussy that's brought in the Jean Paro. Exactly. He could have, others say the mice that happened. Was that she found the grogrot of Rebbe Tzadok. So Rebbe Tzadok, we know that fasted, as we'll see. So she found the leftover grogrot, and she had the pits. So she sucked on Vit Nisa, and she got so sick from it that she died. And that's with Rebbe Tzadok. Rebbe Tzadok kept 40 years of Ta'aniyot, that in order to Lo Lichrav Yerushalayim. And he became so emaciated that Gavi Ochomid, if he would eat something, you could see the food going down his esophagus from the outside. When they were trying to get him better, so Maite Le Grogrot, dried as completely dried figs, it wouldn't have any dates, it wouldn't have any too much sugar or anything, so it shouldn't overwhelm his system, and he would suck on it. And he would spit out what was left, v'shadilu. And she found what he had spit out. So necha nafsha, which as she's dying, Marta bat maitus, afikta l'chol da'ava v'kaspa, she threw out all of her, had all of her jewelry, her gold, and her silver thrown out into the streets. Shadita b'shuka amra, what's the point of all of this? Hi, lamai mi baili. What do people need this for? And that's the meaning of the pasuk. Kasbam bechutzot yashlichu zahavam lididaiye. What's the point? Because kasbam zahavam lo yachol atzilam. Can't save your life. Abba Sikra was the head of these kanafiot. What do you call them? These gangsters. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously they held themselves to be serious people and politicians. And
well, we call the zealots, right?
Yeah, the zealots. And in the Gemara, we call them gangsters. Right. Yeah.
Jewish terrorists.
Yeah, yeah. So these gangsters. So the head, I called them, Marek Vot in the beginning. Yeah. So Abba Sikra was the head of all of these gangsters in Yerushalayim. He was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's nephew. So Barakta Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai have. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai sends him a message and he tells him, "Shalach li tobet sina legaboy, get to me in secret so we can have a meeting." So Atei comes in. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, "You guys crazy? You want to kill everybody in hunger? You see nothing's happening." So Marlei, so he said, "Yeah, I agree with you, but what am I supposed to do? At this point, if I open up my mouth, I get shot on the spot. I don't know what to do." Marley, so he says, "Well, you figure out a way to get me out of here at least and let me talk to the Romans." Marley, at least, says, "Okay, the only thing you can do is spread the word that you're very ill, you're deathly ill. Yeah, they should put up signs, everybody's got to the Kotel and Davin, and it'll be all over the internet. And then everybody will come in, trying to find out how you're doing. Meanwhile, I take Midisaria. Bring a dead cat into the room. People to spread the word that you died. Only allow your students in to carry you out. Don't anybody else lift up your bed. They shouldn't feel that you are lighter than you would be if you were dead. Someone who's alive is lighter because he balances himself as it is that you're carrying him. So it's much easier to carry a live body than a dead body. So they did that. And then we got to the point of carrying him out. Rabbi Eliezer takes one side of the bed, Mitzadechad, and Rabbi Yoshua takes the other side. So they come to the walls, and these gangsters have people there that are not allowing anybody out. Bola Midkare says, "Okay, fine, we'll let him out. Just let's put a couple of holes through him, you know." Amal, what are you, crazy? And the Romans see this, and they're going to see this. These are the Jews? that they apparently murdered their own Rav. I mean, I know Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. I mean, this is terrible. So, Rabbi Dokru.
National honor.
Yeah, mamish, national honor. It's a bold mitzvah. If you're okay, all right, so let's just smash him a little bit, see if he responds. I'm like, what, you're nuts? You're Rabbona Dokru. Rabban Badokru. So, Potru Leibav said, he opened up the doors to the gate. He said, no, fuck. Anyway, he gets out, jumps out of the bed, and runs and comes over. Das Basianus, and he says, Shalom Alach Malka, Shalom Alach Malka, O King, Shalom to you. Now, Marley, okay, so now we got to kill you twice. I thought we'd only kill you once. But Michayav to Trekatri, Chada, first of all, are you playing games? You know, I'm not a Melech. What is this guy? You don't do that kind of thing. Love Malka, another Kakari to be Malka. For that, you deserve to be killed. The two, and furthermore, by your own words, if you really are treating me like a melech, can you explain what the heck? I have to spend 3 years out here with this mishigas. If I am a melech, then where's the covered malch that should have come and made peace with me before? Oh, my lady, comrade, love malcha. Look, the first part of your title, you're not a melech. You may not know it, but I guarantee you that you are a melech. Ivra, malcha. Because if you wouldn't be a melech, we wouldn't have gotten to this stage. Lo mimsara Yerushalayim biyatcha. There's no way that Yerushalayim would have been given over into your hands, because it says in the pasuk v'alavanon ba'adir yipol, the levanon, as we'll see, a reference to the Beis Hamikdash, and adir is a lotion of malchus. Ein adir ela melech tichtiv v'ya adiro mimenu. So the chashivas of the melech will be from within, and that means that the word for melech by us is adir. And we know Levanon is represented by some English Amar Hara Tova Zeva HaLevanon. So we're referring to the Hara Moriah and the Beit HaMikdash. Vidika Amrit, as far as you're saying, I Malka Ana Mailoka Itat Lekaboy, that if indeed you believe me to be so chashev, what took you so long to come out here to try to make peace? Because we had no choice. Adina Bir Unity, but we've got these gangs. And these gangsters did Lo Shafkina. They didn't allow us to get out. Omar Lee, I don't understand. Let's say you had a chavichol dvash. You have this very expensive barrel filled with honey, right? And around this barrel you have a dragon, a dargon karuchala. It's a very dangerous reptile. So, I understand. Do you worry about the honey, or you worry about getting rid of the dargon? So then obviously you're shovrim at the chavit b'shvil dargon. You shoot the dragon. You say, I can't shoot the dragon because it's going to make holes in the barrel of honey and I'm going to lose my honey. What's the matter with you? You had this problem, so make war against the baryoni. I mean, what, you nuts? What's more kosher? They're the most dangerous thing. To make a hole in the wall, come out. I mean, fight them. Do what you got to do. You're going to lose everything. Ishtik, Rabbi Yochanan didn't have an answer. Kori alei Rabbi Yosef, Yitem Rabbi Akiva, this is an example of Meshiv Chachamim Achor V'Da'atam Yisakel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, times when Klal Yisrael is in Zoche. So he turns the Das of the Chachamim away from normally what they would have immediately understood to respond. Because it's clear, if you're not in that matzav, you have an answer. Well, but what he should have said was, Yibaylu L'meim Alei, look, we believed that we would be able to do a surgical operation, right? So, if you've got a dragon, you don't shoot up the whole thing. You bring a guided missile that hits the dragon right in the brain. So, Shekhlin and Safta, you bring surgical pliers, Shekhlin and Leila Dracon, you take the dracon off and kill it. Vikatlin and Leila, meanwhile, the Chavita remains alive. We were convinced that we had ways in which we'd be able to get rid of these guys or influence these guys, and so it didn't work. But I mean, first thing you do is you try to deal with things in a normal way before, you know, what do they call the Nahul in Hannibal, right? In Saul, where you're supposed to go all the way and stop at nothing, and the Hannibal, no,
yeah, something like that. Hannibal,
right?
Maneuver.
Yeah, something like that, right? During the Miftah Itan. Fine. So will you wait until it's an emergency? We thought that we'd be able to get rid of them. Anyway, as they're talking, a shliach comes from Rome and says to Aspasianus, stand. The Mitle Caesar, Caesar is dead, and the Roman Senate has elected you in his place. Rabbi Sayyim Chadmasan, he was wearing one shoe, and he was trying to put on his other shoe while he was talking to Rabbi Yochanan. So, boy, the Messiah, he couldn't get his foot into the shoe. Boyle Mishul Fali, he tried to take off the other shoes. He could bring another pair of shoes. He couldn't get the other pair off. What the heck? I must be ill. It's tired. Don't worry about it. You're not having a heart attack. Shmua Tova Titla. Shmua Tova. Somebody who hears something that is makes him happy, it's not only your head swelled, your feet swelled. So Tadashin Etzem. So now it's like you're. You know what happens to you on an airplane? It happens on airplanes because it'll reduce blood to reduce pressure. So you can't get your shoes off for your shoes on. Yalla, Maita Kante, what am I supposed to do? It's very simple. Late Inish Lomiat Vidaitach me. Find somebody who hates your guts, and let him walk in front of you. Velichlev kamach tichtiv, ruach nicha'at yaveshgar. You want to wither your bones and become thin. You look at somebody that makes you feel like a piece of garbage. Avad Haki, he did that, and sure enough, he got his other shoe on. So he says, you're a pretty smart guy. Let me ask you something. Let's just be honest for a minute, okay? Miachar dechachmita kulei. I really want to understand. So tell me the truth. Ada idna amaylo atita. What was the real reason you didn't come? Amarle, I told you I was being honest. This wasn't. We honestly wanted to come the entire time, but we couldn't. Amalei, but I told you, I wasn't kidding with you either. I don't understand what your strategy is. Okay, I can't say I understand you, but listen, I have to go at this point, so I'm not the person to negotiate with, So, Mezel Azilna, I'm going to go. There's somebody else going to take my place. I no longer am in charge of this whole operation. Ina Shachrina Mishadarna, we have to send somebody else, but ask me for some concession that I can give you, because I see you have honorable intents. Marle, I want three things. Tainli Yavna v'chachamer. I want a guarantee of chasinut for the city of Yavna and the chachamim learning in Yavna that they are free of Roman attack. And I want chasinut for Shushilta Dera Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel, who is from the Shoshelet of the Nisiyut, which comes from David HaMelech, so we should still have Malchus Beis David. And I want doctors. I want experts in malnutrition that could cure Reb Tzadok. Koriela Reb Yosef Yitem Reb Akiva, they say about this ridiculous set of three silly requests, this is another expression of his not thinking straight. He should have said, why don't you allow us to handle this situation just one more time and see if we can bring things, the Shafkina Chodazim, we'll get things under control now and, take the army away and we'll make peace. Of course, what Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai was thinking is, he can't ask for something that the guy is almost surely not going to be able to give him. And then they say, if you can't ask for something intelligent, goodbye, And then Hatzalah Portanayim, you don't have him, and he won't want to get anything. At least like this, he guarantees the future. What indeed was the approach of the doctors that came to cure Rabbi Tzadok? So what they did was, they took water, the first day, they took water that they had put subin into. And subin carry a little bit of nutrition from the grain that's still stuck to the subin, but that's not going to in any way overwhelm his digestive system, which is completely destroyed. And that was mayat ha'peri. The next day, they gave him mayat ha'sipuka, which are thicker subin, and they carry more grain. The next day, they dissolved a little bit of kemach into the water. And gradually, they kept doing this until there was more and more nutrition in the liquid diet, and he gradually expanded, his stomach expanded. Ad ravach mei purta purta. And that way, they saved him. This, of course, is famous stories with the Holocaust survivors who did not do this and didn't know to do this and died as soon as they ate anything. So also shadr le Titus harasha. So anyway, he goes back to Rome and sends Titus. And Titus was an absolute mamzer. This is the pasuk that says, V'amar, Eloheimo, Tzur Chasoyubo. That's a reference to Titus. And the person should have the chutzpah to say, so where is God that they trust so much? So Titus Arosha, Shechirefi Gidev Klape Mala. This was a guy who knew no boundaries of chutzpah and blasphemy against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Ma Asa, he grabs this whore in his hands, goes into the Kadosh HaKadoshim, takes a Sefer Torah for a bed, over Alea Vera, not al Sayefi Giderat HaParochet, and he takes his sword and he slits the parochet. And the parochet started to bleed miraculously. He figures, we got God at last. This is amazing chutzpah. It says in the pasuk, "Shagu tzorarecha bekerav moadecha." What's bekerav moadecha? Inside the Beit Moed, the Beit Vad is the Beit Hamikdash. So bekerav moadecha, the tzorarim shout out, we made it. They take the oath that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed of his pain at the Churban. They made, we killed him, Okay. And this, Bechonin says, this is the Pasuk. Mika mocha chasinya. Who is like you, who is so impervious? Ve'amunat chasvivotecha. Mika mocha chasin ve'kasher. The hanhaga of this chasinut, to be able to control yourself in such shata shomea niyotzovi yidufo shalotora shavishotek, is like absolute imperviousness. It's almost like Obama, and you shut up. Obama of course does it; he's too stupid to remember that. Devei Rabbi Yishmael Tana, mika mocha ba'ilim Hashem, means mika mocha ba'ilim. How can you keep quiet after watching this? So what does he do after that? Masai takes the parochet with the bleeding, and he makes it, he turns it into like a sack that you put things in, the kids, the classic runaway picture. He brings the kelim, basically puts them into the sack made of the parochet. And he puts it into a boat, and he's going to come and make a procession, and who knows, maybe they'll even build an arch, when he comes and makes a procession back in Rome. And Shenemar v'chein ra'iti rishaim kvurin uvo u'mimakom kadosh ya'alechu v'yishtakachu be'yir asher kenasu. So this, I say read this, al tikre kvurim. Ela kivutzim, they gather together all the kelim. Al tikre v'yishtakachu, ela v'yishtabachu, they'll be mishtabeach in their city. And say that they did this. Others learn, it means, no, kvurim, mamish. Meaning that all of the things that had been kavur under the Adoma to hide from the Aromans, I feel immediately the Metatron, Iglailon, that more glance were open, that they were able to find everything that had been hidden. So a whirlpool in the Yam is about to drown the ship. So Tito said, oh, here we go again with the water games. I see, it's really true. This god of theirs is some kind of water trickster. Comes along, Paro, drowns Paro in the water. Sisra, Nacha Kishon, Tavo B'mayim. So this, okay, this, he's got one trick. Zafo made a lie, Litovani B'mayim, he wants to sink my ship. If he's really everything he says he is, I dare him to come up onto the ground and try to fight me there. Zim gibor hu ya'aleh liyabasha, like a man. Liyasei mi milchama. Yatzta bat kovar mal, idiot. Rasha ben Rasha, ben Osho, Yisav Rasha. You know what? I have the weakest and smallest and most meaningless of my creations is called a certain kind of mosquito, It's a Bria Kala, Yeshivalami, Yetushima. You know why they call it a Bria Kala? It's only got a way in, but it's got no way out. It doesn't even live long enough to defecate, all right? Why don't you come up to the ground and let the mosquito fight you? Tasa imam will come up. You try to fight that. So he comes up to the dry ground, and a mosquito goes into his nose and punctures into his brain. And for 7 years, it's pounding away from inside his brain, eating his brain. Wonderful, wonderful kind of response, So Sheva Shanim, and he's going through hell. And Yumachara Vikakolaf Ababd Binafcha, one day he's walking past a smithy shop, and Shomakolar Zafta, and the mosquito hears the shocking sound of the sledgehammer. Ishtik, for a moment it stops its activities. So Tita says, oh, whew, Ika Takanta, there's a solution. All I have to do is live with a sledgehammer banging in my ear. That's a hell of a lot better than having this thing. So Kuyuma, so every day he hired a sledgehammer, a guy, smithy. Umochu coming, and he would bang in front of him. This was his menuchas hanefesh, you understand? So the nachri, if it was a goy, he would pay him $4. But if it was a Jew, he would say, you kidding? It's worth it to you a heck of a lot more than $4 to be watching me going through this. So b'stayach techazita b'sanacha, you know, it's good that you're able to see the revenge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's worth a lot more than $4. You do it for free. So atlati yuma. Okay, so this 30 days he managed to get this mosquito to quiet down. But then mikan ve'elik even the dash dash. You know, the mosquito got used to this noise, so now it got back to work. Okay. Tanya Omer Rabbi Pinchas ben Aruva. Pinchas ben Aruva says, you know that I, Ayiti ben Gedoli Romi, I used to have, you know, my connections over there in the Roman Senate. And Kishemate, and they know that when this guy died, Titus died, the doctors opened up his brain. But Patsuat Mocho, they found there something the size of a bird, Ketipa Dror, like a wild bird, that weighed Shnei Slaim. But Nita Tana, and there's a bracket that says it was a gozal ben shana, like a one-year-old gozal that weighed 2 liters. Omar Abai, we have a kabbal that this thing was a magical creature. It had a beak that was made out of copper, and it had zipornav, it had its nails, its claws were made out of metal. And Kiavika Mayit, as he's dying, he says, burn my body and spread my ashes over all the 7 seas. I don't want that Jewish God guy to find me and drag me to hell. So at least there'll be too many pieces. He probably won't bother putting me together again. Tafnun Vav. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, my dichtiv asherei adam mefachet tamidu makshel libo yikul b'ra'a akamtsu barkamtsu chorov Yerushalayim atanagul v'tanagul to chorov tur malka atzaka derispa chorov beitar. Number one. Whoa. Akamtsu barkamtsu chorov Yerushalayim tohu gavra derachme kamtsu baldavavi barkamtsu ovet tzudata omar le lesham izil haiti li kamtsu ozo haiti li barkamtsu ota ashkechidavi yoti. Wait a minute. Let's not make a serious error over here. Michti. Ugavra Baldavavad Ugavra, as far as I know. What the heck, my baitach? A kumpok. I'm like, well, hova, toy, shafkan, yavita, lechad, me, madach, nino, vashatina. I'm like, no, no, out. I'm like, yavina, lechad, me, palga, zudate, just shut up. I'm like, no. No, yavina, lechad, me, kula, zudate. I'm like, no, absolutely not. Nak, te, biyad, biyad, kumura, biyad, test it. Amarlo Rabbi Zacharia ben Afkulos Yomru Baalei Mumin Kravim Lagavim Isbeah. Savala Miktele de Lolei Savalema. Amarlo Rabbi Zacharia Yomru Matramum Bakotcha Miare. Amar Rabbi Yochan, nu, anaftanutash Rabbi Zacharia ben Afkulos. Yechrivat Beitenu, Sofate Halenu, Viglitenu Miartenu. Shudder Iluya Ladirun Kesaki Ati, Shudder Gira the Mizrach, Atanaf of Yerushalayim. Lamarav, Atanaf of Yerushalayim. Marabar Ukhotashai, Atanaf of Yerushalayim. Omar Leli Yenuka Psokli Psokach. Omar Levin Atati Dikbati Be'edom Be'adam Yisrael. Omar, aha, Kocha Brichu Boilach Ruvi Beite Uboilach Bure Yode Be'ugavra Orak Vazov Yigayer V'dofik Minei Rabi Meir Shadrei Lulas Pasyanis Kesar Ota Tzar Le'tlat Shni Ave Ba'ane Tlat Atirei Nakdimon Ben Gurion Ben Kaba Savua Uben Tzitzita Keset Nakdimon Ben Gurion Shenagdalo Chama Ba'avuro. Ben Kabbas of Washako and Nichnasil Betokishura, Kekelev, Yotsevia Kishusavia. Ben zizita kestrata zizitoni gurerata gabeke satot, or ikidam shata kisatom mutalet ben gedoli romi. Haramalu ana zainu lobechitiv sari. Haramalu bechama milcha bemasha. Haramalu bedetzivi. Beshov karabon lezivi, because of Christa kolikline, have a muzzle shami barbin etzivi, dam rufista, a clava de chiti, boy shit and a clavi de zivi. Have a little maze at esrim mechat shata. Have a guadi briuni. Only Rabban and Nefuk and Avichoma by Dio, Loshav Kino. Amalus Nefuk Never Krova by Dio. Only Rabban, it ain't gonna work. Romistaya Milta. Come Kolano Lani, Amavi the Hit of his Ari. Vavi Kafna. Marta, but by to Tatirata, the Rushalim Navi. Shdarta the Shulchov, Amla is Zil Aiteli Smida. Adoz Liz Davin, Otto Amarla. Smida Leka, but there's some Kivarta Ika. Amla, okay, fine, Zil Aiteli. Well, no more chivarta leka. There's gushkara. I'm like, okay, fine. Zeal itali. Well, we're out of gushkara, but kimcha de sa'ari ik. I'm like, okay, fine. Zeal itali. Avishlifa masanya. Amra, you know what? I'll just take a gvichsi mashkechan amidalamecha. Eitav lo parta bekaro umeta. Koyle Rabbi Yochanan Metzakai. Harakabacha vahanuga. Asher lo nista chafragla. That's marta. Abba Sikra was the Reish Bar Yonah of Yerushalayim, and he was a nephew Baruch the Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai Avi. Shalach lei tobet sina lagavoy. Ata Amalei, this is crazy. Arema Tavidet Achru Katita the Dama Bekafka. Amalei, but what am I supposed to do? It's my Avi. I mean, a little media will just kill me on the spot. It's not going to help. Amalei, so Chazili Takant Vedidi Dei Fokev Shlavi Atzala Purta. Amalei, well, what you could do is nakot nafshcha b'ktsire, v'leite kulam of the shayle b'cha, v'aite midisari of ha'agne gabach, v'leim adenach nafshcha, v'leil b'cha tamidach, v'leil b'cha nishachrin, v'leil g'shem b'cha, d'kol yolat, v'inu yade, d'chaya kol mimita, v'vidachi, anichnas bo Reb Eliezer mitzad achad, Reb Yoshua mitzad acher, kimot l'pitcha bo lo mitkre, omar lehu, are you nuts? Yomru Rabban dakru, bo lo mitkafe, amalei, yomru Rabban dakhafo. Potru lebova nafak. Kimat alatam of Shah Malach Malka. Shah Malach Malka. Malay, nu. Now we got to hang you twice. Because I have to trek to the Chadala Malka. Because Karita li Malka. But two, I Malka. How do you explain the fact that I didn't make no Latita Gagaboy? Oh, Malay, well, the Karmat Lav Malka, you definitely are, even if you don't know it. Because Ivra Malka, Rila Malka, Lomim Sres, Yushalayim Biotra. תכתיב הלבנון באדיר יפול, ואין אדיר על המלך, תכתיב היה אדירו ממנו, ואין לבנון על בית המקדש, נאמר ההר הטוב הזה, והלבנון, ודכאמרת, אם אל כהנה, מי לא קהית לגבוי, עד אינה, בריוני דהית, פן לא שפקינה, אמר לה, אילו חבית של דבש ודרקון קורו חלה, לא הישוב לנו תרבית בשביל דרקון, אישתיק, קורא לרב יוזבי תמר רבי עקיבא, משיב חכמים אחור ודעתם יסכל, יבואי לנאמר לה, שקלינה צפת ושקלינה לדרקון, וקטלינלה, meanwhile the Chavita remains all, no? עד אחי, אתה פריסטקה עלי מרומי, אמר לה, קום, תמיד לקיסר, ואמרי אנו חשיבי לרומוי, לא תיווח ברשע. אביסיים חד מסעני, בואי למסעים מהאחרים, לא היה בו. בואו למישהו לפלאג, נדאפה לא נאפק, אמר, מה? מה היי? אמר לה, it's not a medical problem, believe me, לא תצטער, שמוע טובה, עד ילכה. תכתיב, שמוע טובה, תדעי שנעצה. אז למה אתה קנתה? ראיתי, הנה שלא מיד ודאיתי מיני, ולכלף כמוך, תכתיב רוח נכון, תהיה בשגור. עובד, אוח, ישרי נפיים, לא אומר לי, you know, you're such a smart guy, so let's have a real conversation. עד היית, no, really, אמרי לא עתית לגבוי. אומר לי, I told you, I meant it seriously. אומר לי, אני נאמרי, אני לא חושב, I meant it seriously. אומר לי, אוקיי, מייזל עזילנו ונשחרינו משדרנו, אלא בואי מינוי מידי דתן לך. אמר לי, תן לי יבנה וחכמיה, שושירת את רבי גמליאל, ונעזבת ונמצאים לרבי צדק. קורא לרבי יוסף, ויתם רבי עקיבא, משיב חכמים אחור בדעתם יסכל, יבואי למימר אלה שפקינו עד הזימנה. והוא סבר, לא, דילמה כולי, I love it, and then I get nothing. So it's all a put on anyway. What was the estava the Messiah lerabbi tzadik mai? Yuma kama hashkuya mai the pari. Lamachar mai the sipuka. Lamachar mai the kimcha. Ad the ravach mei purta purta. Ozo shagre letita tzarosh. And the Pasuk, that's a reference to Titus HaRosha. The very Bishmael Tana, Mi Kamocha Be'elim Hashem, read that, Mi Kamocha Be'elmim. Anyway, Ma'asana, Ta'ata Parochet, that's the Okamin Gargutni. Be'viu Kol Kelim Shem Mikdash V'inichan Behem, O Shivam Besvina Le'lech Lishtaber Miro, Shem Avachin Ra'iti Rishayim Kvurin Uvao, U'mimakom Kadosh Ya'alechu, V'ishtakachu Be'ira Sheken Asu, Atik Kvurin Al Kivutzim. אני משתכחו למשתבחו, היא כדיהם בכיבורים ממש, אפילו מילי דמטמרן, היא הגל ילון. עומד עליו נקשור שבים לטובו, אמר, כן, בואי, כבדו מה אני שלהם שואלו, אין כבר תאו במים, doesn't only has one trick up his sleeve. בוא פרות, אבו במים, בוא סיסרות, אבו במים, אף הוא עומד עליי לטובני במים, if he's really such a גיבור, הוא יאללה לי הבשה, יעשה ממלחמה. Yatsta Pat Kovramo Russia Ben Russia Ben Menoshalitsum Russia. Birya Kala Yeshli Balami Vietushima. A Michael Birya Kala the Baalna Itli Bafakna Letli. A Leli Abashavata Seima Milchama. All the Abasha Bayetush Nikras Bechotamo, when a carbo Mohosheva Shani. Yuma Harev Kholofa Bobri Minafka Vishamakala Drafta, and Ishtik Oma Oh, Boruch Hashem, he probably didn't say that. Ikata Kanta. Go yoma maita nafchu machu kamei. So lin ochri yav le arba zuzin. But Yisrael amalei, you don't deserve any money. Mistayach adaka chazita besanacha. So I thought in yoma nafchu ochri, and it worked. Mikan ve'el kivin the dash dash. Tanya omar rabbi Pilchas ben Aruva. Ani hayiti ben gedolei romi. Ukishameit patsuot mocho. Umatsu bo ketzipor dror mishkal shrei slaim. Vibatnit atana kegozal ben shana. משקל שני ליטרים. אומר רבי, נקטין על פיו של נחושת וציפור נפשו ברזל. כי אבי קמאית אמר לו, לקלוי אל ההוא גברה, וליבטר אל הקטמי השב ימי, דלו לישכחי אלוהד יהודי, ולוקמה בדינה.